Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sue Nicholson with the Monroe Chamber of Commerce. And Sue, welcome to Lanyap.
Well, thank you, Corey. Appreciate being here this morning.
Now, the Chamber of Commerce is all about business and helping local businesses. And local business is getting to be a hard deal when you're fighting against the big guys like Amazon, isn't it?
It is, very much so.
You've got an initiative that's going on across the nation, but it's also taking place in Monroe. Tell me what's happening this Saturday.
Well, it's actually an initiative that American Express started in 2010, and it was at the, just after the recession when small businesses and communities across the United States were really suffering from the downturn in the economy. So to sort of counteract the impact of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, they created Small Business Saturday, and it is a day across the nation that focuses on our small businesses.
I think a lot of people don't realize there are retail businesses that struggle throughout the year. You keep the doors open, but you don't make a lot of money, and then you make your profit in that Christmas season, that really, Thanksgiving to Christmas. That's where you're making your money for the year.
And that's true of many small retailers. You know, they really do. January may be a bit slow. Seasonal, it picks up. But where they really make their profit for the year is in that last quarter.
That was true. I had a small business. I was telling you, I used to own a music store. And I was up in Bastrop. And, you'd have people come in and some people would buy things. You'd have other people, you'd see them around town with their new drum set that they bought on the internet. Never having set eyes on one, or they came into your store and looked at it. That was always tough.
Right.
But the way you kill that, I guess, is with good quality local service.
Well, it is. And that's before the sale, obviously during the sale, but even after the sale. You know, the challenge with online, and I've had my experience with buying shoes online, which I will never do again, because, you get them, you haven't had the ability to try them on, and you end up having to go back and, send them back to the retailer. So those things, if you're dealing with someone here in town, you avoid all that hassle. It's somebody you know. You can look at it, try it on, make sure that's exactly what you want.
The other thing folks don't think about, I guess, is, and you and I have talked about this, the tax base. If everybody's buying their stuff online at some online retailer, suddenly your tax revenues for your city and your parish start going down, right?
Well, we see that in Monroe right now. The city saw a downturn in sales tax, and what they attribute that to is online sales. And you're right. Those taxes pay for our schools and our roads and our infrastructure, those things that we really want, security. And, when we shop online, we're not always paying tax. And, only a portion of it sometimes comes back to the state and the community.
Sometimes people think they're saving money online, and you got to watch it sometimes, because sometimes they've jacked the price up a little bit more to take care of the shipping. There's not a big advantage anymore. Louisiana's charging sales tax on those purchases. So other than the convenience of just having it show up at your door, and I don't get that sometimes because my postman takes it back to the post office and then I have to go hunt it down.
Pick it up, yeah.
Yeah. So I could have just gone to the store.
Right. Well, the other thing to think about, too, is these small businesses are the ones that when our kids are selling yearbook ads or they're looking for sponsors for their athletic team or, we're a nonprofit and we're looking for a sponsor for an event, the people we go to are our small businesses, and they're the ones that step up time and again.
Now, you've got some local businesses that are taking part in Small Business Saturday. You can find out more at shopsmallnow.com, but right. Who are some of the local folks that are doing this?
Some of them, Dusty and Company, Landry's Vineyard, Angie at Fiesta Nutrition, the Paper Mart, and, there's quite a number of them. You can actually go online to Small Business
smallbusinessnow.com,
and it gives you an interactive map, and this is something that is taking place all across the United States. So in every community, people have the opportunity to think about shopping locally.
When we talk about shopping locally, How do those dollars stay in the community? How do they get re-spent?
Well, you know, in a couple of ways. So local people are hiring local people to work for them. They've got their salaries and their disposable income that they spend in the community. And then those dollars, you know, they're supporting other businesses, obviously. That's the trickle-down effect. But then, again, the sales tax that we collect and how that benefits our schools and our roads and our public services and all of those host of things that local businesses support. And again, I know this from running a nonprofit, that a lot of these national chains just are not vested in the community. Many of them aren't even, you know, members of organizations that are local or support local events and activities.
Yeah, there are some big box stores that the money just goes right out of town and goes right off to wherever it goes.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Do you find people willing to pay a little more to get something locally?
Well, you know, to me, Christmas shopping, holiday shopping is really an experience. So, yes, you can go online, but you haven't had that, you know, the cold weather, the jacket that you have to put on to go do it. And more than that, the small businesses are also our neighbors. So people that you walk in the door and they know who you are, you have that conversation, you know, make your selection, and they wrap it for you. It's really that experience that you don't have online.
Let me ask you, you've got another event coming up, a gala. What's going on with that?
We do. We do an annual. It's our big fundraiser every year, and this year it will be at Bayou Point here on the ULM campus. But it is our annual gala and auction.
And that's coming up in January?
No, not in January. It's coming up December 6th.
Oh, December 6th. So pretty soon.
Very soon, yes.
All right. So Small Business Saturday is when?
It is this Saturday, the 24th. And there's a lot going in around town. So you can come to the parade. You can come to the river market. Shop small and make a day of it.
ShopSmallNow.com. You can find businesses that are signed up with Small Business Saturday. But just do business with local business, right?
That's it. That's it. Not just Saturday, but throughout the season.
That's Sue Nicholson with the Monroe Chamber. You can find out more about the importance of keeping your money local on our website, kedm.org.